Hello, Emma Griffiths here with What's Making News. 30,000 beds are said to be added to the network across Australia as we bolster resources to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. It comes after an agreement between federal, state and private health authorities. Health Minister Greg Hunt says it will save lives.
To deal with this outbreak, to provide the support for our patients, to guarantee that we can fight to protect every life of every Australian.
The latest numbers show we are flattening the curve with a drop in infection growth rates from 25% to 9. 7 people, including 2 children, have escaped a boat fire off Victor Harbour. The group were forced to jump overboard before attempting to extinguish the blaze. The boat is completely destroyed, leaving behind a $70,000 damage bill. South Australia is the first state in the nation to trial protective face mask vending machines. The first will be established at the Flinders Medical Centre by the end of the week. Premier Stephen Marshall says the machines allow for real-time monitoring to see where the demand is needed most.
So that the people that require them, the people that are on the front line, can have certainty, visual certainty, that they're going to be there and available when they need them the most.
Virgin Australia has gone into a trading halt after reportedly asking the federal government for a potential bailout worth $1.4 billion. The airline has been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, suspending all international flights, reducing its domestic capacity and temporarily standing down staff. In sport, as players and AFL staff continue to adjust to life away from the game, Chief Gillon McLachlan says it's up to fans to decide whether they ask their club for membership refunds.
For those who can afford to, I know that they'll want to keep supporting the footy club. And for those who can't, we completely understand. And people have to make their individual choices. But clearly it's important, but so is making the right decisions for the individual.
While Aussie athletes now have another 364 days to prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, with the IOC confirming it's rescheduled the event to now officially open on July 23rd. 2021. Mostly sunny today, a top of 23, cloudy tomorrow, 25, and mostly sunny on Thursday and 24. You can get news on demand by downloading our app or by asking your smart speaker.